About that picture and the pumpkin plan. Get unstuck. About what picture and the pumpkin plan? Isn't it Halloween tonight? Not Thanksgiving. Oops, I am such a foreigner. I forgot Halloween pumpkins. Well, that is not what this article is about. Okay, stop yelling. Settle down, something important in this article. Promise. It's about you. If you watch this picture closely, and if you watch the baby, instead of the cute and eager dogs, like everyone else, and if you put yourself in the place of the baby, clueless as he is, you'll see something. What do you see? Hard to keep your eyes on the baby? I bet you couldn't. The baby isn't advancing at all. He isn't crawling. He is just flailing with his limbs. No movement. And imagine that is you trying to do something you have never done before. You, the baby, everyone has to learn crawling. Let alone running. But you, and everyone, other than the baby, expect yourself to be able to run right out of the gate. Huh. I see that on everyone. I teach largely non-physical skills, and your attitude about it. I should get it instantly. I better be able to do it instantly. I should have a great life instantly. It shouldn't be hard. Or with the recently adjusted DNA. I should never act entitled ever again. I should see how I am responsible in every area of life. I never should have my racket run again. Ever. It shouldn't be hard. And if your sole correction is 27, you have this. I should be perfect. It should be perfect. Bah. Stupid as the stupid does. There is a learning curve. To everything. Okay? But what about that pumpkin thing in the title, Sophie? Oh, that. I read a story about a dude whose pumpkins are exceptional, beautiful, big, award winners. I went back to where I read it. And it's about a book. The Pumpkin Plan. It's on Amazon. I haven't read it. How does he do it? Everyone wonders. It is simple, he plants a pumpkin seed. Then he waits. And waits. And waits. And eventually, after some time, little pumpkins start to appear on the vines. At some point he removes the small feeble ones, and leaves one pumpkin alive. And allows the vine to feed that one. No competition. He doesn't decide ahead of time to have pumpkin seeds that produce only one pumpkin per vine. No, he allows many little pumpkinettes to come to play, and mercilessly slays the feeble ones. Not like humanity has done for the past 200 years, considering every pumpkinette's life worth saving. Overriding life, overriding God, overriding sensibilities. SJW. No, our pumpkin grower hero considers one great pumpkin worth seven small feeble pumpkins. However politically incorrect it is in 2021. But I digressed into philosophy. So let me get back to you. Warning. This is not from that book I haven't read. This is from me. When you start, you'll want to grow many small pumpkins. They are ideas of which direction to take your life to, or what to do to get there. And one of those will be your pumpkin, the pumpkin you save, the pumpkin with which you win a life you love and live it powerfully. Choose wisely. But you can't, if you don't allow any little pumpkin to grow and show its mettle. How much potential, how much inner energy it has. If you decide without first allowing them to prove themselves, chances are you are 100% to pick the wrong pumpkin. Your ego picked it, not life. And your pumpkin will never become a winner. And neither will you. Some people, like myself, have done both ways. At 19 I had a choice between two professions, architecture or musician. I was accepted to the music academy, and to the technical university. I picked architecture, not because I had the faculties. I haven't always had a slight issue with spatial abilities, and I haven't always had a bigger issue in putting things in order. So architecture was a pumpkin I picked to put all my energies into that never grew and never nurtured me. 2. From there I went to magazine publishing. I liked to write. I liked to connect words with pictures. But that pumpkin needed other people to grow to its full potential, and I have a proven bad track record for working through others. My foresight is weak. I can't see beyond the scope of the headlight. It's an ability that is missing for being able to create through others' work. 3. Online publishing was next. Very unsatisfying. 4. And from there I went to what I am doing today, and that, my dear Droogie, is a perfect pumpkin. It is a one-man job. It uses everything I can throw at it. It needs none of the capacities I didn't have for the other professions, and it is okay with me not seeing beyond the scope of the headlight. Could I have chosen this pumpkin to nurture back at age 19? Looking back, I could have. Maybe. My teachers in high school thought me best go in the direction of writing or movies. And it turns out my father thought the same thing. But interestingly, what I do today needs a lot of technical and thinking abilities. And I got that through all the degrees I eventually went for, engineering and MBA. I have no regret. I eventually ended up with a pumpkin I cherish. So let me summarize what I am saying in this article. 1. Everything starts with not even knowing the minimum. Like the baby has to learn to crawl. It doesn't come with the package, human. 2. If you wait until you decide what to nurture, you'll decide from ego, not from reality. Allow yourself to try, earnestly and yet playfully, many different directions, so you get a fuller picture of where you could shine. Take things all the way to crawling and feel them out. When a few years ago I asked people to do the skill inventory process from the "what color is your parachute" where you need to write 7 stories, emphasizing the skills you used. The stories needed to be about a successful project of yours. In all the years I have been coaching, only one person had 7 stories. The rest, 1, 2. And that's it. The pumpkinettes are the stories. If you don't grow many little pumpkins to the level where you can see if you have what it takes, you'll never grow a winning pumpkin. You are in a hurry to pick? Don't be. All hurry comes with a huge price tag, having a life you can't love, because it is a poor match to your natural abilities. Okay, now, what should you do? The Hero's Lair is a private coaching format where you have access to me and to guidance, but you do 90% of the work. You can use it for anything that can move you forward. One good use for it is to grow pumpkins. Or analyze pumpkins you have discarded prematurely. Meaning to do the skill inventory. Yesterday I demonstrated choosing in the Turning Point workshop. The demonstration taught that the way you choose whatever you think you are choosing is not choosing at all. Most of you have never chosen anything. Why? Because you have always relegated the choosing to something other than yourself. And why would you do that? Because choosing needs the responsibility gene to be on. And as I have said before, only about 1,000 people on earth have that. My dream is to add another 1,000 to that number. But I am well aware that even after DNA adjustment there is a huge learning curve. In the DNA adjustment I turn off the baby entitlement genes, I turn on the permission gene and the responsibility gene, and I am planning to add the humility gene to the adjustment eventually. To facilitate that learning curve, I have the Turning Point workshops, and I have the Hero's Lair. Dirt cheap. Because you are not just working on your dream, you are working on mine as well. So I finance your growth. Because what else am I going to do? One almost immediate benefit I have noticed on people who are in those programs is that what is going on in the world, politics and power struggle, division, ranting and raving of others have less and less effect on the people. And they can put their energies where they have power. Not slavishly follow what other people are doing. Huge benefit, if you ask me. During the gold rush of any kind, the only people who made it big were the people who didn't join the hysteria of the time. Instead they minded their own business. Joining in on any side of this upheaval is not productive. So please don't. Trying to help the ones that can't help themselves, ditto. It is an unproductive activity. Let people take care of themselves. I mean it. Pushing your agenda because it should work. Ugh. Get your remedy with adjustment or with the Hero program. Go to www.yourvibration.com/blgremedy/.